William Travis's Victory or Death Letter will return to the Alamo more than 177 years since its writing. Travis wrote the letter on February 24, 1836, as a plea for help when the Alamo defenders were surrounded by several thousand Mexican troops. Mark Leffler of the Texas General Land Office says due to slow travel and distance, the letter only reached one town before the Battle of the Alamo.
The first town it reached was Gonzales, and Gonzales immediately sent 32 brave individuals who arrived at the Alamo 5 days before the final battle, and they're now known as the Immortal 32.
Travis, along with the other 180 defenders, died on March 6 during the siege. The letter was returned to Travis's daughter, which in turn was passed down to her grandson. He decided to sell it to the state in the 1890s.
He wanted to get a good price, but he also wanted to make sure that the letter was kept safe in perpetuity. So eventually, in 1893, he sold it to the state of Texas for $85.
That $85 would have been worth $2,000 today. The letter will be returned to the Alamo, where it will remain for 2 weeks until March 8th for public viewing. That time period coincides with the days the Alamo was under attack by Santa Anna. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.